United States.
Higher Education Access. The FAFSA foul-up. The risk of a sharp drop in college enrollment is going up.
By early May, people heading to college in America have usually settled on an institution and sent the first of several large checks. This year, a government cock-up has left admissions in a mess. For months, youngsters have been struggling to apply for student loans, Pell Grants and other financial aid, the result of a botched effort to revamp the system through which these are doled out. The question is no longer whether this will drive down the number of people starting degree courses this autumn, but how sharp the drop will be. At the heart of the problem lie changes to the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, the web form that must be completed to qualify for most federal, state and institutional assistance. No tears were shed when in 2020 Congress blessed plans to simplify it. Its 100 or so questions have long put off low-income students in two minds about higher education and exasperated everyone else. Yet the new version did not limp online until months after this year's college application season had started, and it was riddled with bugs. Colleges have continued to hand out places, but applicants have faced long delays in finding out if they will receive enough aid to afford their courses. Institutions that would usually require applicants to accept offers by May 1st have had to push their deadlines back. The biggest worry is that, frustrated by flaws in FAFSA, many youngsters are abandoning plans for college. By May 10th, the number of high school seniors who had completed an application for aid was 17% lower than at the same point last year. First-year enrolments could end up anywhere between 2% and 10% lower than would have been the case without the screw-up, reckons Catherine Meyer of the Brookings Institution, a think tank. Her reasonable worst-case scenario would see a fall as bad as the slump in the first year of the pandemic, which separated high school seniors from college counsellors just as it threw their study plans into chaos. Maura Lee Keller of the National College Attainment Network, an NGO, notes that FAFSA hassles could also push up dropouts among existing students, who must fill out a form each year that they wish to take out a loan or bank a grant. College-going rates in America were already moving backwards. Between 2018 and 2021, the share of high schoolers proceeding straight into higher education fell by 7 percentage points. The FAFSA foul-up has marred one of the last years in which demographic trends are in colleges' favour. The total number of 18-year-olds in America will soon start to decline. Missing enrolment targets could be perilous for small private colleges, the least famous of which operate close to the wire. Past experience suggests that community colleges will see the biggest falls. Months of fiddles have improved the new FAFSA system, but the window for warding off bad outcomes is closing. Once America's schools shut for the summer, it gets harder to nudge those who are on the fence about higher education to fill out the form. Ashley Logan of I Know I Can, which promotes college access in Ohio, reels off activities her outfit hopes will push up the number of local youngsters who apply for aid. Some of this funded with extra cash from the government. But she is braced for many to fall through the cracks.